What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
I know, of course. Cling peach, that's a cling.
Would you be able to describe to me a pressed peach?
A press is a cling peach and has to be sliced off the
Could you move stone. The pencil so I could hear you better?
Has to be sliced off the stone. It's not, it doesn't just come loose freely.
Is there a difference between a pressed peach and a cling peach?
I don't think so.
What about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
That's free stone.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans. They have snapped.
Any others you can think of? What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans. Would peas come under that category? Peas.
Can you think of a couple other kinds?
No, not off hand.
Have you ever heard of knucklehole beans?
No. What kind?
Miss told me about knucklehole beans.
I never heard of it.
She said they were very hard to shell, but they were real good. Are there different kinds of butter beans?
Oh, yeah. There are purple-colored beans, butter beans, and small butter beans, and large limas, and small limas.
And they're all different kinds that have to be shelled?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use the shell for anything?
A what?
Do you have to throw the shell away or do you use it?
Oh no, we throw it away.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Turnip salad? I never heard of eating the tops of beets.
No, my grandmother used to make a soup with that.
With
the tops
top?
Of beets. It comes out bright red, just like the beets.
I never heard of it.
What do you call corn that is simply shucked and eaten with your hands?
Boiled corn, I guess.
Uh-huh. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel but is smaller than a squirrel? It runs along the ground. It's light brown with darker stripes on its body.
Sounds like it might be a skunk if he's got stripes.
No, it's light brown. And it has darker brown stripes along the side of its body. It's real little. It's about that big.
Hamster?
Yeah, it's a little smaller than a hamster, but it's a wild animal.
I don't know unless it's field mice.
Okay, would you ever know what a ground squirrel was?
Oh, I've heard of ground squirrels all my life. I don't remember ever seeing one.
What about a chipmunk?
Well, I've heard of chipmunks. We don't have chipmunks in this part of the country.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad?
That's a polecat or a skunk.
Which one would you say?
A polecat's what I always call.
What do you call a little creature about that big